Hey all, welcome to Our Last Podcast. I am Frank and I'm joined by my mom Shirley.
Hi there.
Today we're talking Survivor Season 45, Episode 9, Sword of Damocles. What'd you think of this episode?
I thought it was great. First, want to say I hope everybody had a wonderful Thanksgiving. And the Cowboys won. Of course, the Niners too. So good for you, Niners fans. Yep. We're Cowboy fans here, so we were excited. Hope everybody had a blessed Thanksgiving.
Yeah, definitely, definitely, definitely.
Yeah. Episode was good. I'm sorry you asked me about that.
Yeah.
liked the episode. Loved the challenge. I liked the different stages.
Yes.
Instead of just an endurance piece. That was kind of my favorite. But yeah, it was a pretty good episode. What'd you think?
Overall, solid episode. I think we kind of, we have set tribal lines or alliances, I guess you'd say, that are really sticking together. So it's kind of, you know, I was surprised by that.
We got that Reba still staying together.
Yeah. And Bruce is just winning. I mean, honestly, I think if he didn't win, he'd probably be out, but he continues to win. So good on him.
Yeah.
Let's go ahead and get started. Oh, we lost Kendra this time.
Yes.
Yep. So Kendra's out. She was shocked last time. She was even mentioning, I'll mention it here in a second. Now she's got a jury member on her side with Kelly.
Yeah.
Well, now what? You know, so you're kind of stuck.
You might have just, Well, yeah, now she's out.
Yeah. So when everyone is back, Jake is very excited to still be around. He thought for sure he was going to be gone. He was shocked by Kelly's blind side.
Yeah.
Bruce knows that Kelly was the alternative vote for himself. So he knows they were aiming for him, but they couldn't get him. So they went with it. So he knows what's going on. The others tell him that Kelly was targeting him because of his overbearing attitude.
Yeah.
So a couple things. First off, the harsh, like, targeting you kind of thing, they almost made it sound like, and I don't blame them with the situation, go for it, she's out, that it was her idea. It wasn't necessarily her idea, but she was on board with going with it because of this. So still, I mean, still the same effect, though. He couldn't believe it. He never thought this, and he reflects, like, you know, I've got kids, and if I'm like this naturally, this is how I am naturally, so if I'm like this with them, I wonder if they feel like I'm overbearing as well.
Right, yeah. Talked about he was going to talk to his daughter about it because it was really bothering him, you know?
It's just a personality thing. You don't think about it, but your family becomes used to it, so they're not, you know.
Right, and you have so many different personalities out there that, you know, there's going to be some that rub each other the wrong way.
Yeah, and Jeff has said this in the past, like, your friends will tell you one thing, but the people out here will tell you the truth.
Absolutely, for sure.
Kendra and Katara discuss Kelly's exit. Kendra is shocked, but knows that at least Kelly's a jury vote. Well, we know that's not going to work out. They currently want Dee out. Now, I think Dee is becoming one of the bigger threats, but she's kind of flaunting it a little bit.
She is flaunting it a little too much, I think. I do like Dee, but she's getting a little cocky now. So I think that might hurt her. I think that might put a target on her.
Yeah.
But yeah, so far she's playing a good game.
So her closest ally this entire time has been Julie, but I feel like the Julie vote's wearing thin.
Yeah.
And we see that her and Austin are thick as thieves, but Drew, I don't think is going to be pulling for that for too much longer. Emily is already done.
Yeah.
So I have a feeling it's going to get to where, like, look, D's the issue. If we shut D down, Austin's back locked in like he's supposed to be. So I think Drew and Emily are going to team up for that. Later on, we're going to discuss how, like, basically Dee and Austin made plans without Emily and even involved. They kind of like, we're like, this is the set rules.
Right.
So I have a feeling that either Dee will be voted out to lock in Austin or, you know, Austin will be voted out because he's too big of a threat teaming up with her.
Yeah. That's what I'm worried about. I think Dee's going to bring down Austin.
Yeah.
Cause she's playing a very strategic game.
Yes.
So I think she's going to figure that one out. And that's unfortunate. Austin's my guy, so I want him to go all the way. Plus, he's just been playing an awesome game.
He really has, but he's blinded right now by a new friendship, so he needs to be careful with that.
Yep.
Julie warns Dee that Kendra is targeting her. They, with Austin and Drew, are working together to target Kendra. So these are the current threats. So we got Kendra. She's a threat because she's targeting Dee.
Yeah.
Bruce, who has an idol, and Jake has an idol. So it's one of those three that they want out.
Yeah.
The next morning, Bruce reflects again on Kelly's reasoning, and he wants to see if he could start doing better. And he shares his history with being a foster kid and how you have to be kind of adaptive with that.
Yeah.
It was very interesting to learn more about Bruce.
Yeah. It was kind of good to see that side of him.
Yeah.
We haven't seen that yet, the softer side. And, you know, I kind of liked seeing that.
He's kind of always on, quote unquote, where he's always like trying to, you know, act a certain way in front of other people.
Yeah.
So a lot of it's his own personality, but he is trying to always like be the jokester to a, you know, cringy uncle degree kind of thing.
Right.
So,
I noticed on my Facebook group that a lot of people are getting softer towards Bruce. after seeing this that side of him. They thought it was really good that he reflected on that instead of just like bouncing it off him and not thinking about it. You know, he took it to heart. And so, you know, that kind of won some votes towards him, I think.
Absolutely. Drew noticed that Bruce is in a depressed state, knows Bruce needs to address his personality. And so Drew, I've noticed this a few times now, he's paying attention to other players a lot more than I think of him and Austin especially.
Yeah.
Drew's the one that's kind of eyeing the crowd. And I remember, boy, when this first started, I really did not care for Drew.
Yeah.
Same thing with Emily, if I'm being honest with you.
Yeah.
But you learn more over the we always do the pre-show, and I love how much we change from the pre-show to this state.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Because, you know, the pre-show just gives you the facts.
Yeah.
You know, their pet peeves or, you know, their occupation, whatever. But then you get watching it and you're seeing their personalities and, you know, how they jive with other people and just, it shows you a whole different side of them.
A really good example of this is in Keturah, because if you look at her fun facts, you see her mission and what drives her. And like, that's amazing. That's fascinating. Yeah. But that definitely means that you're going to just be focused on that on the island. As soon as you get out there and you see she's got a pet peeve with Bruce, all of a sudden it's like, oh, this whole new personality is flourishing and stuff like that, where she's trying to warn people like, look, pay attention.
Yeah.
And nobody's paying attention. As soon as somebody does, Caleb, boom, Caleb's out. You know, it's like she's almost the harbinger of bad news. But like, if you're looking just at paperwork, it's a whole different person.
Yeah.
So it's very interesting.
Yeah.
All right. We see Emily starting to get concerned by how close Austin and Dee are getting.
Right.
She tells the others that Dee is an end game threat. Absolutely. Yeah. She's got a good resume at this point.
Oh, yeah. She sure does.
Austin understands Emily's concerns, but wants to keep multiple alliances around. The way he says it, he's like, I get why she's like almost jealous.
Yeah.
But, you know, hey, I got to do what I got to do. And it's like, but you got to address it too. You're not addressing it at all.
Absolutely. He's got to really look at that. I'm worried about him.
Yeah. The next day they get, they get tree mail. And they must divide into three tribes, basically, so that they can do this new challenge. So the teams are Drew, Jake, and Dee, Keturah, Emily, and Austin, and Julie, Bruce, and Kendra. I gotta say, I like this challenge a lot, but I don't care for them dividing everybody up into teams again.
Yeah, it's supposed to, you know, they like less people to go to tribal.
Mm-hmm.
And this time they all went, but you know, some had lost their votes. So they feel that it makes the game more strategic, more hungry, kind of, if you're down to lower numbers.
Yeah, but man, we miss, I don't know. To me, we miss some of the reasoning for them being past merger now.
Yeah.
Whereas
we definitely do.
This does not feel like it's individual play almost at all anymore.
Yeah.
And it's odd at this point to not have that yet. But right now, because of the way things have been going, I don't see anybody really playing an individual game at all.
Yeah.
So.
And I don't see it changing. I mean, Jeff keeps referring to this as the new era and, you know, they're making these changes that look like they're going to stay in place. But you're right. I would rather have the individual immunities where, you know, the whole thing's individual. I mean, this challenge we had, the very last stage was individual, but, you know, still it just, I like them all to go to tribal and, you know.
And you have to really fight for it. But there is a part of it too, in the pros column, the fact that the strong are not the biggest threat anymore, because before, like, you'd get rid of Austin, you'd get rid of Bruce, you'd get rid of everybody who's got muscles because they're dangerous now. And at this point, because of the way this is working out, not so much. You don't have to worry about it as too much.
Yeah, some are really good at puzzles, so you better get them out because they're going to keep winning challenges.
You know? like you would in the tribe phase.
Yeah.
All right, let's go ahead and get into our challenge.
Okay, so for challenge, again, for the red team, we have Jake, Drew, and Dee. Blue, we have Austin, Emily, and Keturah. And yellow, we have Julie, Bruce, and Kendra. So the way this is going to work out is the first team that's out, they're going to lose their votes. Mm-hmm. But then they're going to go to on a journey and possibly win it back. Okay. The group that makes it to the final stage will win reward. Reward is they're going to be going to Sanctuary and they're going to be having rotisserie chicken. Did you notice that that's all they had was rotisserie chicken?
The one rotisserie chicken. What are your thoughts on Sanctuary?
I'm not a fan. Neither is a lot of people on Facebook.
Yeah.
They liked when there was rewards like a helicopter ride or a sailboat or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not a fan.
I know that they're trying to save a little bit of money right now, but like one of the most rewarding ones is when they go and like help out a nearby school.
Oh, I love
those. Those are the best.
Oh, I love that one.
Kind of a little Amazing Race vibe.
Yeah.
Let's do some of those again. I know that we could find a way to make it still all affordable. I know that they're trying to make sure that the show lasts for as long as possible, but I mean, come on.
This one really surprised me, though, because it was just the chicken.
Yeah.
No utensils, no fruits or vegetables or any kind of sides, just tearing off a piece of chicken, you know? And I'm like, I'm not a big fan of that part.
In that case, give it to them to bring back to camp so we can watch others watch them. Like, yeah. To me, that would be kind of fun, you know?
Yeah. Okay, so the reward is rotisserie chicken.
Yeah.
So we go in different stages. The first stage, they have to retrieve a disc, using it to balance a ball while going over a balance beam. Then they have to dig up some rope rungs. The first two that win go to stage two. Stage two, they have to use the rope rungs to build a bridge. Once everyone's over the bridge, they have to race to land three balls on three small rings.
Mm-hmm.
Once that's done, the final round, the last three are now doing an individual piece, and they have to stretch out their arms between two wooden discs. If the disc drop, then they're out.
Yeah.
So I did like that at least the last one was individual,
mm-hmm.
instead of it just being, you know, the teams all through the whole thing.
Yeah, that's true. I do like when you're knocking one team off at a time. Like, that does feel good.
It made it go a little longer instead of, like, they endurance. Right, some now. Of them go real fast.
Yeah.
Yeah, the 90-minute show, they got to do it, which...
forcing all the details. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, Jeff talks about it on Fire, too.
Yeah.
Okay, so as we get going with stage one, we have Keturah and Julie really struggle with the balance beam. Because at this point they've got the ball already mm-hmm. on the disc. And so it's hard to go across the balance beam and keep the ball on the disc, of course. So we got Keturah and Julie that fall off, having to go back and do that again. Red at this point is ahead. Jake and Drew are struggling on the next balance beam. Oh, that's the one where they're balancing the ball.
Yeah.
And at this point, because they're having such a hard time, Blue is now ahead. So Emily, Keturah, and Austin... they did very good on the disc and the balance beam. And so Yellow is in second place. Bruce ends up dropping the ball also and has to go back. So Red is catching up fast by finding the rope rungs. They found those really fast. Mm-hmm. So that made them catch up quickly. Blue is still struggling to find their last rope rung. So Blue ends up losing. So Emily, Austin, Keturah, they're out. They lost their vote, and they're going to go on a journey.
They have a chance to, gain their vote back from the jury. Right. A journey, gosh.
I keep saying jury. So then we go on to step two, where they have to build a bridge now out of mm-hmm. the rope rungs. So Bruce builds his bridge first really fast. It's crazy. Yeah. Kendra's struggling. She's she drops them and has to reach down to the ground to get them, and she's having a hard time. And then they're at the balls already. Bruce lands his first ball, and it's between Blue and Red. Kendra mm-hmm. lands the last ball. And so Yellow is the one that wins the sanctuary with the chicken. And then now we're going to the individual round.
Right.
So for the individual round, we have Kendra, Julie, and Bruce. So they're holding the discs out. Kendra drops hers. She drops it fast. And you see like her whole body shaking.
Yeah.
She's holding that disc and her arms shake. And all of a sudden her whole body shaking. Poor thing.
Right.
Then Julie starts doing the same thing, shaking really bad. And she drops. So we got Bruce that wins his second immunity idol in a row.
He was really locked in too. He had it for a while longer.
He was. Yeah. Yeah. He didn't start shaking till like the very end. So we have Emily, Austin, and Keturah that are going on the journey. To try to win their vote back. Bruce again won another immunity idol. So yeah.
Everybody's target is kept safe.
They can't get him out yet.
So we see the second place guys, the winners, return to camp. They're frustrated, of course.
Yeah.
Drew, Dee, and Jake start eating rice and discussing the chances of the others not having a vote, because the others might not have a vote. Changes how you're going to do the jury.
Yeah.
Or the, I'm sorry, the tribal.
What do you think about them eating all the rice?
Oh, yeah. Go for it. Absolutely.
That's an old school survivor. Yeah. I mean, we're seeing Dee be pretty devious, don't you think?
Oh, yeah.
She was just laughing that they didn't have any left for Jake. They're scraping the bottom of the pan.
Yeah.
And so that was pretty messed up.
Yeah. Well, when Jake walks away, first he pitches himself as a free agent, then he walks away, then Dee and Drew kind of go to town. And yeah, you could tell Dee's kind of, she's a jerk.
She's loving it a little too much.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, some are bashing her on... my Facebook page.
Right.
And, losing a little bit of fans, but also we're playing Survivor. So, yeah. You know, hey,
I can't knock her for
that's
play.
The way it goes. I mean,
the less rice is inside Jake, the more energy in you.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, and we're just seeing a little different side of D. We didn't see her be this sneaky. And,
as part
of
the individual game, this is kind of fun. Part of the fun of the individual game is learning more about the people.
Right. I'm just afraid she's getting a little too cocky though. It might backfire.
I think that's
on
definitely the case.
Yeah.
So at Sanctuary, we have Julie, Kendra, and Bruce. They begin eating the chicken. Bruce feels revived after his low morning. So I'm a little concerned maybe he forgot his lesson already.
Yeah.
Kendra shares her concerns with Austin and Dee getting too close. Julie knows that she would never vote down Dee, but she does recognize that, yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
But she would never vote against Dee. So we'll see what never means.
Yeah.
And she wants Jake out, and the other ones seem to be on board. And to me, I was a little surprised by how fast they were, especially Bruce, like how fast they were jumping on board. Like, yeah, sure, we'll go Jake.
Yeah.
To me, it was almost like, are you placating Julie? What are you doing? You know, yeah. I was a little worried about that.
Yeah, I was wondering about that too.
Yeah. Then we visit the losers. Austin, Emily, and Keturah have to complete a logic puzzle. They have to solve a math problem by adding some minuses and pluses to equal 100. Austin feels somewhat confident. Keturah thinks it should be easy, but it's tricky with the 3 minutes. And
she panics right at the end.
I know, I would probably overthink it. It's probably the hardest part of it. Immediately Emily starts panicking, and she even puts it out there like, you think with my job, you would assume I'm good at this, but you know, it's not necessarily the case.
She was embarrassed. She said,
and she struggles and there's no, and I wrote that down. She feels embarrassed, but you know, there's no reason to be embarrassed.
Oh God. No. Huh?
One thing we forget is not only are you got the timer, which adds stress and anxiety.
Yeah.
You have cameras on you too. At least two of them.
Exactly.
So keep that in mind, guys. You know, what would you do on stage basically with a math problem in 3 minutes?
It was kind of funny. On Fire, Jeff was talking about it, and he said that he did this challenge. He says, usually I'm terrible at puzzles, but I did it so fast that I went to the guys and said, hey, you know, I don't think this is going to work.
Yeah.
I think this is going to be too easy. And they're doing it and they're like, oh no, it's not easy. You're just lucky on this one. You know? Yeah. But yeah, I mean, it was a very hard one.
Yeah.
But yeah, he thought it was kind of funny that to him it was easy when normally the math ones he has a hard time with.
Yeah.
It was just kind of cute that he threw that in there.
Well, we see that Keturah loses her vote. Emily loses her vote, but Austin gains his vote back. So Austin has a vote.
Good job, Austin.
Yeah.
My guy.
Jake is worried. He's the easy vote if everything goes wrong.
Yeah.
He's trying to barter with Drew. Drew seems to be kind of shutting it down. Like, look, I've got my alliance. I can't be toying around with you.
Right.
I appreciate that honesty. He pitches voting for Kendra. Kendra's definitely a solid idea for them. And now we get everybody returning. Austin tells everybody, long story short, nobody has a vote.
Yeah.
Literally lying, which
love
is a good
it.
Move. But then he tells his alliance, Drew and Dee, right off the bat, I do have my vote. Here's our plan. Leaves out Emily completely. Does not even mention Emily during this part.
Yeah.
Which I thought, that's telling.
Yeah.
You're just ignoring her now.
Right.
And I want to reiterate, we've talked about it a few times now, the Austin, Emily, and Drew alliance is based off of honesty. That's what bonded Drew and Austin in the first place, and that's what brought in Emily, is the fact that they were honest, and here's the truth.
Yeah.
And if you're going to leave Emily out of it, you're eventually going to lie to her probably. You're going to create your own problems there, Austin.
Yeah, that's true.
When they approach Julie, she's not fully on board and wants Jake out after what she just saw in Sanctuary.
Yeah.
She's like, look, Bruce is easy right now. Let's go for this. Let's do it. Let's get Jake out. It weakens Bruce.
Yeah.
So it's a smart move.
Yeah, it is.
Kendra knows the easy vote is to vote for her and say that it's Jake. So she's kind of expecting for people to come up and say, oh, yeah, we're voting Jake. But she knows that actually I'm probably the easier one to go, get out.
Yep.
Later, we see Drew and Emily finally talking. Emily says Jake is the vote. Then learns that Kendra was their choice. So she's like, oh yeah. Okay. So Emily's the vote, or I'm sorry, Jake's the vote. But then learning like, wait a minute, there's this plans that I wasn't involved in.
Yeah.
I'm being left out. She's starting to get what's going on here. Emily explains that Kendra always votes with them and Jake is a dead fish.
Yeah.
So it's makes perfect sense. If they listen to Emily, she's saying Kendra never voted against us. She always goes with whatever we say. We can get Bruce out. We can get everybody else out. No. This isn't what
they should have listened to her.
Yeah. And then Dee really wants to get Kendra out because at one point Kendra targeted her.
Yeah.
And she's starting to come off a little paranoid, but they kind of throw that out there as like, what will the vote be? But I don't think that's actually the case. I think everybody's on board.
Yeah.
But this is a clear, what I just talked about, a clear situation where they chose to go with Dee's pick. Dee wanted, nobody else has been putting out Kendra's name except for Dee. She's only initiated this. Emily, with good reasoning, said, no, we need to go with Jake. And still, they're going with you know, they're going with D's choice.
Yeah.
So it shows how many strings D's pulling right now.
Right.
Will that break up in the next episode? We'll see. It's
yeah,
a biggie.
Yeah, I don't know.
And then there we go over to tribal.
Okay. Now, one thing. Didn't at one point, which you may have already mentioned it, but didn't Austin give Julie one of his idols?
That was before. Yeah, that, you're right. I didn't mention it. It was before they went off. And it, yeah, so right now Julie has one of his idols in the bag.
Okay. When they first, like, picked their three after the challenge. Okay.
I didn't mention it because we were getting right into the challenge. I was excited about the
challenge. No. I thought that good happened. Call. So. Good call.
Okay. It's still in her bag from what we've seen. We didn't see it go back yet.
Yeah. Okay. So, so they start walking in. Caleb and Kelly, very surprised to see Bruce with the immunity idol necklace. Caleb's telling Kelly Bruce has been safe for 16 out of 17 days.
Kind of crazy.
Yeah. And she's like, that's why I'm sitting here.
Yeah.
So it is crazy. It's really crazy. So as we get started, Jeff, just as Kendra, you were clearly upset at last tribal, because she sure was.
Mm-hmm.
And she just says, yeah, she was very surprised. Kelly was my, best friend on Survivor. I wasn't expecting for her to go. And Dee kind of chimes in and just saying that, we're not robots. We all have feelings.
Of course.
And as much as, you watch it on TV and you think it's strategic,
it's
and it's
only
easy.
Been 2 weeks and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. It really does mess with your feelings. And Jake, saying, I was prepared to see my name, mm-hmm. And then was floored to see Kelly's. And you could tell, it was kind of funny that when they did say Kelly, he was just, I forgot what he said, like, oh, or, some sort of reaction.
Yeah, he ended up saying sorry right away because he knows he's not supposed to, celebrate at somebody else's downfall.
Yeah, yeah. And then Jess starts talking about the challenge being very close. And, Julie just saying, I hope I made my kids proud. I'm one of the oldest ones out here and trying to do her best. And so,
I want to say Julie has done excellent so far, especially with how Survivor's been aiming to get a younger and younger cast.
Yeah.
Julie's one of the older ones. And before, she's not that old.
Yeah.
But she's one of the older ones nowadays in the new era that Jeff keeps calling it.
Right.
And she's kicking butt out there. She's doing
quite
well.
She's doing really good. And she said, I'm proud. I hope my kids are proud, but I also wished I had won Bruce.
Yeah, of course.
That was kind of the bad thing. But for her age, she said she was very proud.
Yeah.
And she's doing much better than some of the young ones.
Exactly.
And then Bruce just talks about how winning's great, but it puts target on your back,
mm-hmm.
which of course it does. And Drew kind of chimes in on that. Oh yeah, it puts a bigger target. And at some point you're not going to have that immunity necklace.
Yeah.
And so basically be ready, Bruce,
I think the second Bruce doesn't win, he's out. I can't imagine him surviving a non-immunity vote.
Yeah. And then Jeff starts talking about how three people out here could have lost their vote, but we really don't know. And it's so funny because it's funny that Kendra didn't catch that.
Yeah.
She's all surprised and, well, I never thought about somebody lying. And I'm like, Jeff's like, really? Yeah. You didn't think about
that? When she said that, I was like, oh, okay, you don't need to go any further. You're not playing Survivor then.
Yeah.
If you can't think of that, that should be immediately, not what they say, but who's lying of them.
Yeah.
And then you realize it's Austin. That's the point.
Yeah.
And I just couldn't believe that.
I was so surprised that was surprising to her.
Yeah. What a good life she must live where everybody's so honest to her.
Yeah. Yeah. Dee's just talking about how they're evolving and playing more strategically. And evilish, she said. And I'm like, oh, we're seeing that out of her for sure.
Yep.
And Jake's just saying, hey, I know I'm behind. I've really got to catch up. I got to build relationships. I'm a free agent, still trying to get out there and pitch himself, which I don't blame him. At that point, it's time to vote.
I want
to
jump in and say, when Bruce was talking, they made sure to show the two jury members, both victims of Bruce.
Uh-huh.
Very cringy. They're very much not on board with Bruce, but I think that if he can make it to the final three, he wins them all over just because it's like, look, he has been safe for 16 out of 17 days and who knows how many more days.
Yeah.
He's one of those votes. We haven't had him in a long time where he actually earns it from being a better player.
Yeah.
Is he driving everybody nuts? Yes. He's driving me bananas.
Yeah.
He's so cringy, but he is kicking butt out there and he's staying alive when he shouldn't be. So I noticed that the jury is cringing at him right now, but I'm wondering if he gets the final three, if he sways them all back over.
Yeah.
If he's up against Austin, who maybe built or Drew built a good alliance.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Julie, maybe he'll be up there with Julie too.
Yeah.
If it's those final three, I can't tell you who'd win that. I might actually say Bruce because he was the one that you would expect to be out.
Right, right. And then, show more of your personal side,
mm-hmm.
Get that part out there because just like Mike, people liked Mike, but when he got to that point where he was doing a challenge and it's for the vets and it's for, I mean, everybody was like so huge behind him after that, you know? So I think, Bruce already has a lot that he can mention for his resume, but he's
personality wise is dead in the water.
He needs to build that social game more.
Yeah, I know on Twitter, he has no friends, you know, cause there's always like Twitter buzz around certain people. It's not for Bruce. It's definitely for Austin and Drew.
Oh yeah. So. Yeah. Okay. So time to vote. We have Jake gets one vote. Of course, that's from Kendra.
Mm-hmm.
Kendra gets all the other votes. So Kendra's the one that's out. They worked with Dee, not Emily, like you said.
Yep. That's what that means.
Yeah. So we've got Kendra out, which, you know, I don't know. You know, she wasn't really with anybody much.
No, she was definitely like the remnants of Blue.
Yeah.
We'll say for next episode, we see Emily working with Bruce. We see Austin and Dee continue to have a relationship.
Yeah.
Andrew and Jake seems to butt heads, which is whatever. Jake, you are so on the outside. It's unreal.
I'm ready for Jake to go.
Yeah. He also is a dork. I'm not to be mean, but that's the truth of it. The one I'm looking at is Emily working with Bruce. That's a good move.
Yeah. Because
I think Emily, who is all about just like hardcore facts on an Excel sheet, has got to look at the situation and be like, they totally did not go with me.
Right.
And left me out.
Yeah. She's got to see that.
That's got to be written in the sand, and you got to build your final three.
Yeah.
And I think Bruce would be a very good addition to that. I mean, honestly, Jake, too. He's one of those guys that's never, like, let's not be mean, but he's never going to get a vote in the final three jury. Like, there's no one's going to give him a vote.
Right.
He's under Bruce's shadow, so of course you bring him.
Yeah.
And, if you do that, Emily, you win the show.
Yeah. That's true.
It would be amazing if Bruce and Emily, who had that first little boat skirmish, right? If those were the final three.
Oh my God,
two,
I know.
That
Wouldn't
would
that
be
crazy?
Storybook. And I know the editor's doing their job well. I did not like Emily in the beginning because of that move.
Yeah.
And they've set her up on this redemption path. It's what happens, but they make sure to edit it that way to make sure it's that way.
Yep.
And it's working well on me now. I'm starting to actually like Emily quite a bit. And it's like, I didn't think that would happen, but here we are.
It is so funny how that happens with us.
Yeah. Yeah.
And with a lot of people,
it's the way the show is made. Yeah. The show is made to do that to you, but it works, you know?
Yeah. Very good editing.
We're not the only ones that are thinking like Dee's a little bit too conniving now. Well, that's on purpose.
Yeah.
The show's picking a villain and they pick one
media,
and it's Dee now.
So, it's a trip. Yeah. She's a good player though.
Oh, she is. Definitely.
I mean, as a survivor, she's a good player. So some of the things, you know, we're seeing her true colors, but also, you know, you're playing survivor. You're not supposed to.
We would celebrate Shan when she does the exact same stuff.
You know?
Yeah. So
real good. Yeah. And
how's your favorites doing?
My favorites are doing great. Yep. Austin did a great job on the journey because, you know, he won that mathematical puzzle. And Julie did great in the challenge. So I think they're both doing good. They're not complete targets yet, but I think they're getting close.
Yeah.
So
I think Austin's close to it.
Yeah.
If it's not Dee, I think it's him that's going to be the target of the two of them.
Yeah. So I'm not sure.
And then we had how did Facebook look?
Facebook, like I said, more Bruce fans. Just basically because he was reflecting on being overbearing, you know, that kind of got some people on his side. A lot of people are still ready to see him go.
Mm-hmm.
And, the favorites that I'm seeing just by, you know, going through it, Emily, Austin, and Drew are kind of the three I'm seeing consistently that people want to go further. And they just say, you know, that Dee's sneaky and cocky and mention the whole, you know, eating all the rice. But the eating all the rice, I get.
I get that, yeah.
I get that.
Yeah.
You got to feed yourself, you know. Mm-hmm. It's not cool to Jake, but, you know, you're out there to win.
Yeah, that's what it is.
She's got to take care of her family. She's mentioned that over and over, that her family needs his money, so.
And Jake's on the bottom of the rung. He's been on the bottom of the ladder for a long time. And I think he knows that. I think everybody knows that. I think the way that we see from next episode that him and Drew kind of butt heads.
Yeah.
I think it's, hey, man, don't talk to me like that because who are you?
Yeah. You know,
not to be mean, but that's the case. It is.
Yeah.
That's how it
is. Yeah, absolutely. And then on Fire, Jeff was just talking about how he did that puzzle, which was kind of cool. You know? And about how 90-minute episodes, the main reason for the three-tier challenges is because of that. Because they have so much time now. Mm-hmm. So they like the three-tier challenges. I'm sure we'll see more. But that was pretty much it for On Fire.
Yeah, I wonder if we're going to get some news soon. I'll make sure you guys know as soon as possible. It'll be on headlines as well, or a TikTok show. But I wonder if they're going to stick to the 90-minute episodes now that the strike's over with. I doubt it.
Yeah, probably.
So we'll see. They'll probably put Blue Bloods or something like that in there. But yeah, I don't know. We'll see how it goes. I know it's a whole changing thing right now with all the shows. They said that February, a lot of CBS's shows, Ghosts and stuff like that, are coming back. So we're probably going to get Survivor, the next season of Survivor, at the end of February, probably. So we'll know then for sure.
Yeah, I wonder how they do that, because they've already been shooting, what, 46 and 47?
Yeah.
So I wonder if they have it projected as 90-minute shows and then have to cut it back. I don't know.
Could be. It would be nice, because that means they're going to do 2 challenges every time. So we'll see.
Yeah, I don't know. I know Jeff was really pushing for it, but hadn't gotten it until this happened.
But they're trying to also cut the budget a little bit. All the shows are right now. We're heading into recession, stuff like that. So all the shows are cutting their budgets right now. So I don't know. I think they're probably more likely to cut them back than they are to, like, oh, go ahead and film more and do more stuff.
Yeah, I agree.
All right, guys, let us know how your favorites did over on our social media, and we'll see you next week.
Bye. Bye.
Thanks for joining us on the Outlast Podcast. You can find us through Twitter on Outlast Podcast 1. Hope to see you there.